Dear friends in Christ, in another 2 years or so, the Church of the Lutheran Confession, or the CLC, will be about 50 years old. I'm no longer a teacher in this school, but I still have an office at Northwest. It's called the Archives, and I'm the archivist. And this means that I try to keep track of all the historical records of our church. And since I am the archivist, I've been asked to help compile the history of our church body in the last 50 years. It's a big job, and I figure there'll be about 22 chapters or so, and I think I'm about halfway done, at least with my part of it. What I would like to do here this morning is introduce you to the very first chapter entitled The Grace of God. And my text is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. These words were first written by the Apostle Paul, who looked back on his past life with amazement. He had been a Pharisee, a strict Pharisee, and he had hated Jesus just as much as any Pharisee. And when Jesus was nailed to the cross as a criminal, Paul thought that's exactly what he deserved. And then, when the followers of Jesus started spreading the story that Jesus had risen from the dead, then Paul became very angry, because he thought Jesus was a fraud, and he thought Jesus' disciples were trying to deceive the people. And so he did everything he could to hurt Christians and even put them to death. Certainly, the Apostle Paul at that point in his life was heading for eternal damnation as an enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then there was that day when Paul was on the road to Damascus to hurt the Christians there, when the risen Jesus himself appeared to him and told him that when he was hurting the Christians, he was actually hurting Jesus, the very Son of God. And from that moment on in his life, Paul became a different person, and he believed that Jesus had risen from the dead, and he believed that Jesus was the Savior of the world, and he confessed that to all those that he knew. Grace. Grace. Paul recognized that his coming to faith in Jesus Christ was an act of God's grace. Grace means undeserved love. Paul did not deserve to be a follower of Jesus. He did not deserve to be called into the ministry as a missionary of the gospel. But that's what God's grace did for him and with him. Without that grace of God, Paul would have remained an unrepentant Pharisee heading to eternal damnation. But by the grace of God, Paul learned to know Jesus as his Savior. By the grace of God, Paul was called to be a missionary of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, Paul, in his mission work, was blessed by God so that the word that he proclaimed produced results and many persons were brought to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was all grace in Paul's life as he looked back. Nothing of this was anything that he had deserved. It was all the working of God in his life. By the grace of God, I am what I am, he said. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Now, what does all this have to do with the history of our church body? Well, just think of it this way. None of the members of our church deserve to be Christians. None of our pastors deserve to be pastors. None of you who are teachers in this school deserve to be teachers. None of you who are students deserve to be students at this school learning the Word of God. It's God in His grace who has chosen us to be His, who has brought us to faith in Jesus Christ, who has enabled us to confess His name before the world. It is God who has called the pastors to be pastored. It is God in His grace who has called you teachers to be teachers. It is God in His grace who has enabled you students to be students here at this school. And when we do our work in a Christian way, when we teachers teach the Word of God in its truth and purity, and when we all live a godly life in accordance with the will of God, it is the grace of God who has done it. Just as Paul said, not really we who are doing it, but the grace of God that is with us and is working through us. And God's grace has not been in vain. Now, Paul said that he labored more abundantly than they all. I don't think we can say that for ourselves as a church body, that we have labored more abundantly than all the rest. But we have labored for almost 50 years, and the Lord has blessed our labors. By the grace of God, our church body came into existence. By the grace of God, it continues to exist. And by the grace of God, it will continue to exist as God wills. Now, as we talk about the history of our church body, we're going to mention many names: pastors, teachers, leaders in the congregations. And yet, we'll have to say that whatever good they did in the past 50 years, it is the grace of God that has done it. Let us sing hymn number 374.